To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a peaceful forest pathway comes to us from a currently unknown Facebook friend who shared this tranquil scene on social media on or around April 23rd, 2021. If this is your photo and you'd like the photo credit you so richly deserve, give me a heads up and I'll update the blog after the fact. It's Thursday, and one of my habits is to share pathway photos on this particular day of the week in remembrance of the particular day of the week on which I started really trusting the Lord by going into recovery for my addiction to alcohol. I'll be 9 years sober since my one and only relapse in my recovery tomorrow, and I share these pathway photos to visually encourage myself and others to get on or to stay on the path of Christian discipleship, because I have learned that the Lord is faithful to help us and lead us out of the darkness of our sinful past when we seek Him, ask for His help, and make the daily decision to follow Him with the way we live our lives. Since 2015, the Lord has shown me that He not only calls us to eternal life through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, He also gives us the power to have a whole new life right here and right now by walking in the Spirit, and I consider it my purpose in life to encourage others to discover this truth for themselves. Last night at the Celebrate Freedom Recovery and Discipleship Growth Group, I was blessed to see that others are experiencing just how good God can be when you ask Him for help. Testimony after testimony last night testified to how things are changing in the lives of those who trust in God. The ability to overcome stress, turn from destructive patterns of behavior, and to find peace like they never have before were some of the positive reports spoken of last night. But the struggle is real, and as much as these victories were documented, the context for them was in the midst of the battle. That's what made these testimonies so inspiring. The people reporting them were faced with problems or trials, and they were amazed by how they did what their faith in God taught them to do, rather than do the things they according to their own lives. The people in our group are learning and growing because they are leaning on the Lord and following His guidance and abiding in His presence. So let me encourage you to do the same. It's the season of Lent, and it's the time to, quote-unquote, repent and believe in the gospel. So turn to God, trust in Him, and see where He will lead you. And speaking of Lent, it's the 32nd day of Lent, and so we continue my personal walkthrough of Gracio Grindal's 40-day journey with Martin Luther to observe and celebrate the Lenten season. And this walkthrough of Grindal's devotional, it is our hope that we'll get to know Martin Luther a little better as we seek to draw closer to the Lord on our journey to Resurrection Sunday. Or Easter. And so we continue with Journey Day 33. Did I say 32nd? It's actually a 33rd day of Lent. As I update that. Journey Day 33. And Martin Luther writes, "Give us today our daily bread. What is this? Answer. In fact, God gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all evil people. But we ask in this prayer that God causes us to recognize what our daily bread is and to receive it with thanksgiving. Here we consider the poor breadbasket, the needs of our body and our life on earth. It is a brief and simple word, but very comprehensive. When you say and ask for daily bread, you ask for everything that is necessary in order to have and enjoy daily bread, and on the contrary, against everything that interferes with enjoying it. You must therefore expand and extend your thoughts to include not just the oven or the flour bin, but also the broad fields and the whole land that produce and provide our daily bread and all kinds of sustenance for us. For if God did not cause grain to grow and did not bless it and preserve it in the field, we could never have a loaf of bread to take from the oven and to set upon the table." That was all from Martin Luther. And then we move on to our biblical wisdom, which comes from 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. And the Word of God says, "Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, For we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. And at this point, our devotion recommends silence for meditation. So if you'd like, pause the podcast or stop reading and sit quietly for 60 seconds or a few minutes or however long you feel comfortable with and have time for. Focus on your breath and the calm stillness in the present moment that is always available to us in God's creation. And meditate on Martin Luther's comments about our daily bread or the biblical wisdom from 1 Timothy 6:6-8. And when you've meditated long enough, you can join us with the questions to ponder. The first question is, for Luther, daily bread stands for everything that is necessary for life. How would you define the word necessary? I would define necessary as the things we need. For our lives, we have physical needs, food, water, and shelter, but we also have emotional needs, which include love, companionship, and a sense of purpose and meaning to our lives. And we have spiritual needs, like the assurance of our forgiveness and the acceptance by God and eternal life through our relationship with God. As Creator, God provides for our physical needs and through our relationship with Him and others, He has put in our lives, He provides for all of our emotional and spiritual needs as well. And the next question is, Luther says that when we pray for daily bread, we also pray against everything that interferes with enjoying it. What does he mean? Luther means that by asking for something, bread or otherwise, we are asking God to prevent anything that would prevent us from receiving it. There are many factors that are necessary for us to experience the blessings in this life. And by praying to receive them, we are asking God to move all those things together to bless us. And the third question is, Luther says that God gives daily bread without our prayer, even to all evil people. What does that tell us about God? And the fact that God provides for all people, whether they are good or evil, shows us that God is a good and loving Father who seeks to bless all of his creation. God is love. That moves us along to the Psalm fragment from today's devotion, which is Psalm 65:9. That verse says, you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain for you, so you have prepared it. So, yeah. Anyway, he has prepared it. And we move along to Charles Reflections, which the first prompting is, make a list of all the good gifts you receive daily that make life both possible and good. God provides the air I breathe, the water I drink, the food I eat, the body that receives them, and the mind that helps me to maneuver through life, and that has been blessed with the knowledge of Him. God provides these and so much more. God provides it all, and it is good. The next prompting tells us to write down what you think is really necessary to life. Be sure to distinguish between needs and wants. Well, we need Jesus. Yes, of course, we need food, water, and shelter to survive, but ultimately we need Jesus to live. Without our faith in Him, we perish. Beyond these things, I would say that everything else is a want, except for love. And there is no love like the love of God that we receive through Christ alone. And the final journal prompting is, read today's biblical wisdom again. With respect to material goods, are you usually contented or discontented? Explain. Well, I've lived long enough to experience the fact that material goods fail to satisfy us ultimately, and so I have learned to increasingly be content with the things I have. I'm still a work in progress, of course, but I am content with what God has done in my life and only wish to follow Him to see if there is anything else the Lord would like to give me. And that moves us along to the prayers for the life of faith, where they instruct us to pray that God will continue to send good weather for the crops and animals you depend on for life, and that you will remember to give thanks for the smallest gifts. So let's do that. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless us with good weather for the crops and animals that I depend on for life, and that I will remember to give thanks for even the smallest gifts I receive from you. Amen. And finally, today's prayer for today is, good and gracious Lord, I thank you for your constant goodness to me in providing me food, clothing, and shelter all out of the things of the earth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And that moves us along to today's Bible verse, which comes from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And today's verse is Proverbs 30:30, verses 8 and 9. And the Word of God says, remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and profane the name of my God. Today's verses fall under the 16th point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on contentment, coveting, and priorities. And that 16th point is, seek neither poverty nor riches. Today's verses remind us to be content with what we have and to remain balanced by seeing that it is the Lord who provides for us. We are not to take the good things we receive for granted and profane the name of God by foolishly thinking we don't need anything from him or by stealing to get what we need. In fact, he provides us with all things and the means to meet our needs. So seek neither poverty nor riches, but be content with what you have and thank the Lord for all you have received. As always, we invite you to go to mtforchrist.org, where we always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist our brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from According to Your Word, Morning and Evening Through the New Testament by Stephen F. Alford. And in his devotionals, Alford guides us to read a chapter of Scripture, and that today's chapter is Luke 21. And from Luke 21, he shares a portion of Luke 21:36, which says, watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy. And Alford writes, the worthiness of this verse is somewhat different from the worthiness of Luke 20:35. Here, the conditions are stated as being first, watchful, then second, prayerful. Watchful, this is consistent vigilance, the vigilance of the watchman on the lookout, who is ready to give the alarm of warning immediately if the enemy is sighted. He who sleeps will never be counted worthy. Prayerful, notice it says pray always. In other words, fulfilling such injunctions as pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, men always ought to pray and not lose heart, Luke 18:1, and praying always with all prayer and supplications, from Ephesians 6:18. Watching is sighting the enemy. Praying is fighting the enemy. Only then will I be accounted worthy. And finally, Alford shares, help me to watch and pray, and still on thee rely. Oh, let me not my trust betray, but press to realms on high. Amen. And that concludes our sharing for today from our various resources, the 40-Day Journey with Martin Luther, a scripture verse from Biblical Counseling, a resource, and Alford's devotional. That always points us to faith, prayer, and contentment, thanksgiving. These are the disciplines of our faith. We're to be content with what the Lord has given us, and to pray without ceasing, and to thank God for all the things we've received. When we practice these things, we'll find that peace. Peace for living. We have a baseline peace when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And then we can have continual peace when we walk with him. So we recommend a life in the Spirit and turning from your sins. And there's no better time than the season of Lent to do that. So we encourage you to do that. Yeah. I'm a little under. I'm a little tired this morning, so we're gonna pray and move along with our day. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you do for us, all that you provide us with. Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today. We pray for anyone leading, reading or listening today's message, that you'd bless them and come alongside them in their prayer request. And Lord, that you would guide them in the way they should go with their lives. And Lord, for us, we just pray for you to give us strength today. As we have a full day's work, and then we'll be leading another person to the steps to freedom in Christ tonight, Lord. So we need your help. We need your guidance, and we need your Holy Spirit to guide us all day and all night. So we just pray for you to go before us, Lord. Open our eyes to the things you want us to see and guide us in the way we should go. Because all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom. With that, Lord. So we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.